What's up, guys? Welcome to TMG Podcast. This is actually last week's episode. If you want today's episode, that'll be on our Patreon right now. You can get it a week early if you contribute. It's patreon.com/tinymeatgang. So thanks if you do that. And if not, enjoy this one. Peace.
Let's make like some nasty teenagers and get the clap.
Nice. That was good.
Did it. Zinged it.
Aloha, everyone. Just want to say.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's a Hawaiian word.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
What's it mean?
Hello.
Nice, dude. Did you learn that?
And it also means goodbye.
Does actually. It?
Yeah, dual purpose.
Mm.
Yeah.
We should just do that for English, man.
Yeah.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
All right, hello.
Hello. Can you hello the fuck out of here, please? hello or aloha, everyone.
Aloha.
Cody's back from the islands. So I'm sorry if I'm a little bit loopy this morning. I'm kind of out of it. It's on island time, you know?
Yeah.
You know, there you don't even look at watches. No real concept of time. You just kind of judge by the sun. So
yeah,
that's why it's really hard for me. I'm just like taking a while to adjust back to, you know, city life and all that. Just,
nice, dude.
Yeah, I spent so much time on the island.
Nice, man. So,
yeah.
That's great.
A little rock in the ocean, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
How many smoothie bowls you make out there, man?
Smoothie bowls?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, I can't even really count, you know? It's just, it's tough when you don't know what time it is. You don't know. Your meals are sort of, it's not breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you know?
Right.
It's sort of just one meal over the whole day.
Yeah.
You know, because you're constantly
shoveling.
Feeding yourself, but it's all healthy stuff, you know, almonds and natural stuff like that. Stuff from the earth, you know?
Yeah,
like I said, it's a, you know, little rock in the ocean, so.
Yeah, macadamians come.
Macadamia nuts. Macadamia's nut.
Yeah, macadamia's nut. Yeah. Yeah. He's a good guy.
And I fucking bought a shit ton of those cookies.
Oh, the shortbread cookies?
Yeah, so I owe you a few.
Yeah.
Bring a handful.
Hell yes,
yeah.
Dude.
Cause I, yeah. The, yo, they, that the best part about that place, it's this cookie store in Maui. They do free samples. You ever walk into like the actual dedicated store?
Yeah.
There's just five bins of free little munchkins.
Yeah. Little tiny guys.
Yeah. And we walked in there after dinner the first night. Just, I went apeshit. Dude, there's nothing better than a sample bar, you know?
Yeah.
And then I bought some, of course, because like they always get you with the samples.
Mm-hmm.
And then next three nights, walked in there every single night after dinner and would just get the samples and then leave.
Yeah.
And the second time, this like girl recognized us and she was like a girl that worked there.
Oh, she was like.
Not because of the, she was like.
You, no more sample.
No, she was like, you were in here earlier. Because it was actually the same day.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
We came back after dinner and we had been there after lunch.
Nice, dude.
And she was like, yeah, you should probably buy some of them.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was gonna.
Yeah, I was gonna, okay. Leave me alone. I can stop when I want.
Yeah, exactly. Mouth, cheeks filled like a squirrel.
How many boxes you come home with?
Three, I think.
Trey? Yeah, no, we went ham. We went hammy.
Yeah, because you had a shit ton of them.
We bought like six, and then they were supposed to be for people, and then we just were like, maybe it's not for people anymore.
Maybe it's for these people.
Yeah, maybe it's just for us.
Us.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, look at that.
And we're people.
Yeah, we just shredded them open. Selfish, man. Crazy. So that's dope, man. I was, man. I've never been to Lahaina until whenever. And fucking looking at your pictures, I'm like, God damn it, I want to go. And Tom was there.
Tom was there, yeah. How weird is that? Our stage manager just hit me up randomly and was like, yo, I'm going. He was going to go to Asia. And he was like, changed my mind. I went to Hawaii instead. And I'm going to be in Maui on Friday.
Dude.
In Lahaina, like 10 minutes from you.
I was telling you, Southwest is $76 route now to Hawaii from LA.
What?
Yeah.
76?
$76 fucking dollars.
How is that even economically viable?
I'm sure.
You know what it is? It's on the new Max 8 planes. Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, man. I wasn't even going to say it. Jeez.
Those shits, they were having problems, I think. Like, it's like a plane model that's been known to have problems leading up until this crash, I think.
737 MAX 8?
Yeah, there was another one. It's a brand new plane. I think they went into production like 2018, or they started selling them.
Mm.
And there's been just like instrument troubles and like weird shit like that. I'm pretty sure. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I mean, that's what I heard before.
Dreamliners are fire.
Yeah, those are dope.
Yeah, so the MAX 8, you don't want to get on a MAX 8.
I guess not. Fucking China grounded them all.
Yeah.
UK now doesn't, like, as of today, like, won't let them fly from airports in the UK or something like that.
They shouldn't, man.
I mean, at least until like the investigation is done.
Yeah. No, nah, they shouldn't. No. We're good, man. Yeah. Don't let that shit.
Shit's fucked up, man.
That's brutal. Yeah. Well, anyway, back to Hawaii. Yeah,
sorry. Sorry now, to get all.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's real. Good. Probably, that's probably is why it's $76. You get on that fucking plane and you're like, oh, yeah. Well, this plane's from 1980. It's got propellers and all kinds of, it's got one.
$76?
Yeah.
That's like a meal in LA.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, you just go to, like, yeah, you know what?
Maybe, I felt like maybe all these things.
We'll were, stay home to eat and go to fucking Hawaii with that money instead.
I feel like all these things were just telling me to go. It was just like one after another. It was like, you're there, and Tom's there, and then, like, I see this Southwest thing, and then someone tells me about it. They're like, do you see the thing about this? I'm like, all right, do you want me to fucking...
Yeah, what
I'll
the
go!
God, chill,
I
all right?
I will go, motherfucker. I will go.
Jesus Christ, relax. I'll go to Hawaii.
Literally.
Literally, Jesus, I will go. Relax, dude. Jesus is on my dick. Trying to get me to go to Hawaii. Oh, dude, it was unreal. The only problem the whole week was that it was super, super windy.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like a just a buzzkill.
Yeah, with sand?
It makes you feel on edge.
Does it?
I mean, if you're not on the beach, like, you know, if you're hanging by the pool, yeah. Sand's not an issue. But yeah. It's still like... Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
It's something about... In Calgary, there's these, like, Chinook winds that happen. And people get more depressed because of the positive ions, I guess.
What?
In the wind, yeah.
That's a thing?
It causes depression, yeah.
What?
Not like full-blown depression, but people get more depressed.
Got it. Just so the wind hits you and you're instantly suicidal. Yeah, I'm feeling good. I got the new job. But it doesn't matter anymore, man. Nothing actually matters anymore. Shoot me now.
All right.
What was this shit you were sending me about these parents faking?
Dude, this has got to be the whitest, richest, whitest crime ever. These fucking celebrities.
Okay.
I'm going to bring it up real quick.
All right.
It's Lori Loughlin.
Lori Loughlin.
And she was, here, let me bring it up. Fucking, she was, what's her face in Full House and then in Fuller House.
Oh, let me
look. Her daughter is like a YouTuber.
Let me look up her face.
Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman.
Okay.
Okay, so this is crazy. They got charged with a federal indictment.
Okay.
Because they were involved in this giant like conspiracy to get their kids into colleges that they couldn't get into. So basically what they did is they paid this guy that ran it was called a tutoring service or something.
Oh my.
But really he was just like a con artist that was really good at getting people into schools.
Oh,
they paid him $15 million to get their kids into USC and like other schools by bribing coaches in the school to say that the kid is an athlete and that they were going to get recruited so that they flagged their application.
No.
Not
way.
Only that, but they also cheated on the SATs, on the ACTs.
How do you cheat on those tests?
I know they had like other kids take them for them or something. This is a whole like fucking scheme. It's crazy. Just so their kid can go to USC.
Which ain't even that cool, man.
I know.
Oh my God, dude. Oh my God.
Dude, this is funny.
What?
In one case, okay, here. Much of the indictment revolves around William Rick Singer, the founder of a for-profit college counseling and preparation business known as The Key. As laid out in the indictment, Singer allegedly paid college coaches to claim that a prospective student should be accepted to college because the student was a recruit for their sports team. However, Singer and the coaches knew that the student was not a competitive blah, blah, blah. In one case, Singer even worked with parents to take staged photos of their child engaged in particular sports. In another example, they used stock photos of a person playing a sport and then put the face of the student onto the athlete Photoshop.
Well, I don't even...
Photoshopping your kid's face on a soccer player?
Well, I don't even feel bad for the schools for accepting that shit, because if they really got duped by that's what did it for them? Not even the coach's recommendations. Like, oh, well, look, he's playing the game. I don't.
It's like a stock picture with the watermarks on it.
Yeah.
And then just Lori Loughlin's kid's face photoshopped over. It's like, this is clearly a dude's body.
Yeah. If that's how it looks, the judge just has to reverse the whole thing. He's got to be like, you know what? What they did was bad, but it's worse that you fell for that. I'm going to just say not guilty, man. Y'all some dumbasses. Y'all some whole idiots out here. That is the whitest shit ever.
I mean, it's just like, I thought if you were rich, you can just donate a ton to the school and they'd accept your kid. Isn't that the way that the shit works?
I thought, yeah, usually.
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, oh, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself and your brain, you know?
Yeah.
Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because you know you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, Dash Pass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
He said they paid this dude 20. Like, their kids must be fucking dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, just dumb as nails. Dumb as nails.
Just no matter how much they, it's like, we bought USC a building and you're still not going to accept my child?
Nah.
Sorry.
Nah, he's stupid as fuck. That's so, wow. What do you even say to that?
That's crazy. I mean, it's like, it's just the stupid. It's like,
what a dumb fucking crime.
The most privileged crime ever.
Yeah.
Like, what are you also funneling money through your yoga studios or something?
Yeah. Yeah, dude. That's so wild.
It reminds me of Weeds or something. The show.
Totally.
You know?
Totally.
Who would have thought Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman are now federal criminals?
Do you think they'll probably won't? You know, it'd be fucked up if they did more time than 6ix9ine.
Yeah, it would be fucked up.
That'd be fucked up.
Yep.
If they end up doing like actual time and.
Oh, no, dude. She snitches on all the other moms. All the other moms.
Then they start a reality show inside the federal prison.
The real moms of.
The real moms of Club Fed. Just like totally. They're just. Just fucking. Well, Cynthia told me she would share her ramen noodles with me yesterday, and now she's not going to.
Yeah.
So I will have a word with her about that.
Lori got less time because she's been running this fucking yoga class in the mornings for all the other inmates. It's not even good.
It's like her body. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, ooh, she's in great shape for being 45, but whatever. It's not that good. Okay? I could easily do that class. I'm sorry, Susan. Were you just talking shit about my class? No.
Me? No. Lori, come on.
We're besties.
We're besties. You know that?
We're fetty besties.
It's fine that you run an average yoga class when we all know Bikram yoga is the way to go.
Wait, 2 things about, one about prison, one about passive aggression. One, so Martin Shkreli, this motherfucker.
Yeah. What's the deal with that? I couldn't read the article because it was fucking locked.
Yeah, the Wall Street Journal shit. Yeah. If you wait, a little X pops up and then you can close it.
No way.
So basically he It appears that he's advising his prior company from prison
via cell phone.
Yeah, and they're saying that you're not allowed to run a business or like earn money while like in prison. So you can't conduct business while in prison. That's what it is.
Okay.
So they think they're going to nail him for more time for, you know, basically telling them how to run the company.
Why would? Because I feel like they interviewed him, didn't they, to get that article?
I don't know. I only got as far as that, and that he kind of roams around with like two cronies, and that's about it. Oh, and he was going to join a band in prison supposedly, but the band was made up of pedophiles.
Yeah, right.
So his two homies were like, "Don't do that." And I guess
it's crazy that the way friends have to tell you not to do that. Like, well, why wouldn't you just be like, I'm not going to join this band?
Well, the way it's worded makes it seem like he was still going to do it. But I take it with a grain of salt, man, because, you know, some articles were written about us.
Yeah.
And the sensationalization was crazy.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know.
Oh, especially, but like with him, though, I feel like that's nothing is too weird with that dude. dude's fucking weird.
Yeah, but they can get away with it. And be like, imagine they're just like, they have a writer's room for it. They're like, what if he want to join a band full of pedophiles?
Yeah, the lead singer is 6'9".
Yeah. Ooh, what if Martin gives 6ix9ine the Wu-Tang album, just the instrumentals, and 6ix9ine raps
on covers them
on the Wu-Tang, the new Wu-Tang album.
In this timeline, dude, nothing would surprise me.
No.
Like that.
No.
Weird shit like that happens every day now.
Yeah.
That Alex Jones podcast? What the fuck?
Yeah, listen to it. I mean, he sounded like me. He couldn't breathe.
Yeah, what was with that?
I mean, he's like,
here's the thing. Is that I never said that Sandy Hook didn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, dude, just relax. Take a breath.
He's got a pinched nerve like I do.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. So my doctor was saying, like, she was surprised that I don't have constant headaches because of how, like, bad it is.
What does it feel like? Does your whole neck get stiff?
My neck
is...
Nah, my neck is, like, stiff. I get... So I had, like, shooting pain down my arms. That's finally gone away. I get, like, intermittent pain, like, in between my shoulders. But it's mainly that, like, my neck, I can't really move it around. And that it just, like, it just kind of, in general, like, fucks you up. And I told her, like, I have trouble breathing. She's like, it's probably from the nerve. Because, like, I could tell, like, if I extend my neck and it's, like, loose, I can breathe just fine. But if it, like, if I experience tightness back there, it, you know, it gets shitty.
I'm getting some shit, too. I mean, doubt it's the same thing, but it's, like, it's weird as fuck. It's my neck gets really stiff for some reason. And I can't lay down on the couch. And it feels like my head is really heavy. Like, I can't pick it up.
That might be the start, man.
It's weird. And it's affecting my breathing, too, or something is.
That might be the start. So
what would be the odds that we would have the exact same condition? Probably from these fucking chairs.
No, like shit posture in front of the computer.
Yeah.
Like,
and looking down at phones
looking
probably
down,
all the time.
Yeah, I mean, just that and then laptops and, like, whatever. That's why, yeah, there you go. Yeah, you got to look up, dude. Nice, good posture.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why the new Love Island is edited by someone else. I got to give up editing for a bit. It's like, straight up, that's what she told me. Like, she was like, you cannot use the computer as much as you've been. You have to, she's like, you have to cut it down. She's like, I don't care how you do it. You have to start now.
Damn.
Yeah.
Otherwise what?
It'll just like keep
permanent,
progressing and yeah, it could get
damage.
Really bad. Yeah, she was like roasting me.
What did you go to the doctor with? Like, did you just go because of this?
Yeah, I had like insane pain like in my shoulders and like in my traps. It was just like, it was like stabbing. Like, to the point, like, I wanted to cry when I couldn't sleep. And then she x-rays my neck. She goes, yeah, so you have a really bad pinched nerve. I normally see this in women who are, like, 80 years old. So I don't know what you're doing. So, like, let's start. Like, she was, like, almost angry. I'm sorry. She's like, I was like, well, I edit a lot of videos. She's like, yeah, I've seen that before. She's like, well, we're definitely like this, and that. I have to sleep without a pillow.
Yeah, I know.
Start to.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do that.
So whatever, man. I mean, hopefully, you know,
I might go to the doctor and ask what the deal is.
Yeah. We've just got to cop some new necks.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, should we get neck replacements?
Yeah, neck replacement. Yeah. Everybody gets a chain, whatever. We're just going to get a new neck. Get a whole new neck. I'm going to buy a 21-year-old athlete's neck.
Yeah, mine's going to be super long.
Yeah, dumb long.
Yeah.
Dumb long neck.
Mm-hmm.
Iced out.
Iced out.
Iced out vertebrae.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Bust down neck.
Bust down. Wait, did I say the other thing? I said Martin Shkreli and then passive. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Passive, dude. So season finale of The Bachelor. It's okay. Two parts.
Yeah.
God damn it. They stretch footage like, ooh. They stretch footage harder than that girl who put that gigantic dildo in her ass stretches her asshole. It's crazy. They milk the same 10 seconds of footage for 30 minutes. I couldn't believe it.
It's pretty genius.
It's impressive.
It really is.
So they can get that many stupid people to watch the same thing over and over again. And they're just like,
and then just fill it with ads.
Yeah.
Like, unreal, dude. People complain when I put a few mid-rolls in a 20-minute video.
Oh, yeah.
It took me 12 hours to edit.
Watch The Bachelor.
Watch The Bachelor. Watch them copy and paste the mm-hmm. same edit 5 fucking times and then put 6 ads in between each one.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And people, and all 80% of America just sits there and eats it up.
Yeah. I was dying laughing, dude. Could that anyone, first of all, this dude is crying so much. That's what happens when you're a virgin. You cry.
Okay.
Cause like you've never.
I mean, the nut has to come out somewhere.
Yeah, it's like you're all pent up. And this guy used to be a football player too, so it's just bad for him. He's got high test, you know.
Yeah. Is there milk coming out of your eyes? What the fuck is that? Crying shit. Crying cum.
Holy.
Squirting out of your eyes.
Oh shit. It's shooting out of his fucking cornea. What? Yeah, so this man is crying all the time. So basically, he's got 3 girls left. 2 of them about his age. 1 of them young. She's like 23. The young one rejects him.
Okay.
She ends it. She cuts it off. She's like, you know.
Wait, on the finale?
This is like last week.
Okay, gotcha.
You know,
she ends it
because she couldn't, like, it's the funniest shit. The dude goes, so I just want to let you know that when I spoke to your father, he did not give me his blessing. And then she's like, I just thought my family would trust me. And I think that's something you would have wanted to tell me sooner. Now I'm just really confused. And it's like all this drama. And I could imagine everyone being like, yeah. Like, no shit, dude. You've been on this show, what, 3-4 weeks?
Yeah.
You left, you're like, I'm going to go on this show on The Bachelor. You come back a month later and you're like, so I'm getting married. Of course, any sane dad is going to be like, fuck no.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But it's also dumb for her to be like, I thought my family would trust me.
Exactly.
Bitch,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You're on a reality show to find a husband.
Yeah. Well, apparently while this was airing, there was another show that, while she was shooting the show, another show was airing where it was like another dating show. So she's very clearly just trying to get on TV.
Oh, she's on it?
Yeah, she was like on another show, like dating another guy.
Oh my God.
So whatever. So, and then I guess the drama was during the season that she was saying like, I don't know if I'm ready for marriage. And then the girls that wanted to marry him tried to tell him like, yo, that bitch ain't ready. She's lying to you. And it's every season, it always goes down like that. Like the girls who are really about it, but they're like 28,
mm-hmm.
you know? And then and it's always like the young chick who's not ready. And the dude's always like, no, she's so hot. She could be ready. She said she could be ready.
I can convince her
to be ready.
She's just so hot.
I just can't. No, she'll be ready, dude. She'll be, trust me, man. You're old ass to know what you're talking about. I'm your age. Shut the fuck up, grandma. She can be ready. It's just like such dude shit. Yeah. Like just totally believing this horse shit. And so she says, you know, I just don't know if I'm ready and I don't have my father's blessings. I just don't.
I want you to have.
Yeah, that's why. It's your father's blessing.
Yeah, she's like,
I want you to have what you want,
which is just the best way to tell someone I'm not into you anymore. Yeah. I want you to have what you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I'm doing this for you.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a
self. I don't deserve you.
Yeah.
Because you're so good. Yeah. I want you to be happy and I'm not going to make you happy.
And which is funny because that's the same speech he gave the other girls. So he breaks down and he does like this fucking super juvenile shit where he's like, I'm done. We're ending the show. I'm done. And he just like starts to walk away from the set and they're like, Colton, stop. And then he hops a fence and they're like, oh my God.
Yeah, dude, that I've seen that clip.
It's like, he just hopped that fucking fence.
Didn't that happen last season?
No.
But they always do, their new shit now is finding the unscripted shit and making it, or like scripting unscripted shit and making it seem like it's unscripted.
Yeah, yeah.
That's their new shit.
Yeah.
Remember what happened last season?
With the fight?
Yeah.
Or it seemed like a fight, but the dude rolled over in his sleep and like fell through a table?
No, not that. I mean, one of the last episodes where he breaks it off with the girl that he proposed to or whatever.
What happened, that weird
awkward fight at the end of the show? Weird awkward conversation?
Yeah, that dude Ari, he proposed to a girl. And then took it back and then went to another girl.
It's the same shit.
Yeah.
They do that now every fucking time. They find these moments where the producer's like, yes, this is good. Because if some unpredictable shit happens where he jumps a fence, people go ape shit for that.
Yeah. Well, that seems to be the progressing thing. Because like, it was hilarious as the host again. First of all, you could tell the scripting is just do not mention his virginity.
Okay.
Like the fool is just always like, Chris Harrison, like some dramatic clip will play and he goes, the studio's silent, everyone's crying. He's like, that moment was as hard to watch as it was to experience. I can attest to that. What happens now? What happens to Colton and his proposal? Even more important, his virginity. Find out when we come back. And it's just like, he said that and you saw like these two girls like break, like they're like, what, man, what?
He really said that?
Yeah, it's like almost verbatim.
He's had enough, dude.
Yeah,
he's had enough. He's like, fuck this, man, I'm making fun of this kid. Walk off our show, go fuck yourself, you virgin bitch.
Well, that was the best part. So he hops the fence and you hear all these PAs going like, oh my God, he hopped the fence. Colton. And then it cuts to Chris. He goes, oh my God, he just hopped that fucking fence. And it's like, yeah, no shit. And they're like, how do we get it open? And they can't figure out how to get it open for like 30 seconds. Then someone like hits a fucking a remote and it just slowly opens. And then the lack
of, like, he's gone. He's gone forever.
There is no sense. No, that's what's hilarious about it. Everyone has a sense of urgency minus Chris, the host. He's just like hands in pockets. He just like kind of like shuffles through the fence as it's opening. And he goes, wow, he's gone. I don't know where he went.
This is crazy.
Yeah. That's basically it. Yeah, just, man, that's crazy. He's just like out of here.
Sparks a blunt.
Yeah. They like, then they get these. Listen, I bet these Bible bangers won't fuck with this. Oh, I'm high as fuck. Man, he's really gone. Oh, I gotta go look for him.
This dude really jumped the fence.
All right, let me face this shit real quick. Hey, look at that. Roach, somebody picked that up.
Dude, I can guarantee you before they started shooting that scene, they're like, all right, when he jumps the fence, all the PAs, you got to shout, oh my God, just seem like you're actually like worried about it.
Yeah, or even if they ADR'd it in.
Yeah, probably.
No, dude, it's so
Chris, come back.
He fucking, when he's like storming off, he's like got like this little kid face, like, like he's like pushing his lips out and his tongue in. He mushes a camera, like, get away. But it's the most gentle, like, all right, I know this thing's like $60,000, so I'm just going to gently.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to stop it.
Just kind of like a gentle brush. Yeah.
So then he goes down these stairs. There's some miscellaneous object. It's like some wooden toy that he just smacks. But it's like, it's just the least angry thing. It's like,
Virgin anger right there.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Yeah, holding back.
Yeah.
Holding
back. I don't need sex.
Nah. Yeah, so then he gets about a block away, and they make it this dramatic thing, and then he's like, I'm done. And Chris is like, so you want to call off the whole thing? He's like, yeah, I do. I'm done.
Because a 23-year-old wouldn't marry you?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a bitch.
Oh, man. So then he goes to sleep and he wakes up and he, honestly, dude, this girl, Tasia, he breaks up with her and it's the most sane breakup I've ever seen on TV.
What do you mean?
He like goes to like her unit, like her little villa. And then she's like, hi. And he's like, can I talk to you? And she's like, yeah. And then like he sits down and he like gives her spiel. I just, you know, I can't make you believe if I'm half in, and I don't want to do that to you. You don't deserve that. And you're, and she just like kind of bites her tongue and she's like, can we talk without all these cameras? She looks right at the camera and says that. And he goes, yeah, sure. So they go in and then he starts crying like the fucking selfish. This dude is like so up his own ass.
So wait, you can still hear what they're saying?
Yeah, because their laughs are hot. I see. But they, you know. So then.
Again, definitely plan that.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. She seemed pretty like.
She just forgot that her mic's on too? Same shit, right?
No. I think it was just that she didn't want to be seen crying on camera.
Yeah.
Because she kept like all the cuts of her. Like, you could tell like the editor had nothing to work with. Hmm. Every cut of her was looking away from the camera.
Hmm. Okay.
Like, I think this bitch is doing, like, the Neo, like, 360.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, oh, Tasia, just if you could just look. She's like, no. So, he starts crying.
Okay.
Because, you know, oh.
Sorry.
He's such a good guy that he would cry.
Yeah.
He's doing this to a woman.
He's, like, in touch with his emotions, and he's.
Yeah. So, then she starts having to console him. She's like, it's okay, you know,
how old is this girl?
I mean, she's like 28, 29.
Yeah, this is what I mean.
Yeah, and she's like been through a shitty divorce.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So she she actually has?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so okay, yeah. So she knows how life is.
Yeah, so she, you know, she like lays, you know, she lays him down, leaves him with closure, and then she breaks down by herself, you know, like with the door closed.
Okay.
You know, whatever. And then she leaves and... Usually, so then the next girl, she doesn't do what the next girl does.
Okay.
Which is hilarious. I like how this all spawned from passive aggression.
Yeah.
Because I'm going somewhere with this.
You want to take a quick break?
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll get back to it?
Yeah. Everyone's like, end this Bachelor podcast right now.
No, this is, I love talking about The Bachelor.
Yeah. Well,
it's so much fun to not watch it and then make fun of it. Because I'm just piecing this shit together in my head.
I mean, you've seen
I don't even
it.
Know what these people look like.
You've seen it a million times.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, when we come
we're
going
to take a quick break, you guys.
All right, Bachelor Nation. When we come back, what happens to Colton? And more importantly, what happens to his virgin cock?
Fucking bitch, dude.
Does he ever nut? Find out when we come back from the break.
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, oh, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself and your brain, you know?
Yeah.
Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because, you know, you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want,
and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Welcome back, Bachelor Nation. Here we are to discuss Colton, and more importantly, what happens to his goddamn virginity. So the girl, she's super level-headed about it. She's been through the bullshit before. She lays him down like a champ. She's like, all right, it's cool. She takes off. Then Colton goes to break with the next girl, and I'm like almost hysterical. Because it's like this girl... What?
Let me just get some logistical stuff.
Sure.
Because I'm confused. So this is the finale. So he knows the girl that he's going to propose to. And so he's breaking up with the other girls now.
Yeah, So the girl leaves. The young girl leaves. Okay. Cassie. Okay. She's 23.
Very 23-year-old name. Cassie.
Yeah, Cassie.
28 would be Cassandra.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Cassandra.
Yeah. I used to go by Cassie, but you just call me Cassandra.
Yeah, very...
So Cassie takes off.
Mm-hmm. I'm 23.
I
want to be on TV.
Yeah, right. I'm going to spring break right now, so I got a dip.
Yeah, so Cassie leaves, and then Tasia is the next one that he breaks up. Tasia's the mature one.
Yeah.
And then I forget the third one's name. Mm-hmm. It's like Becky or Bethany. I don't fucking know.
Okay.
Anyway, this girl, I'm hysterical because it's like she only has about 10 words in terms of like how she's reacting to the situation. And she seems to be two sentences behind everything he's saying. So he'll be like, I can't be in this if I know I'm half in it. And if my heart is for someone else, I cannot be in this. Treating you as though you were a backup plan is just not something I can do. And she'll look at him and go, I was just so happy to see you. And he's like,
did you not hear other shit that I'm saying?
Yeah. So he starts like repeating it. He's like, I know. And just again, like I can't move forward knowing that. And he just repeats. She's like, I'm so shocked. I just didn't think we wouldn't be together. He's like, I know. That's why I'm
again. Just to jump back. A couple sentences. What I said is that my heart's not fully in it, and it's for someone else. So, just to circle back.
We just had such a good time. I don't see where it went wrong.
Okay. Well, just to, again, I'm going to mention this loop back here.
Yeah.
And just.
So it's doing this for a while. And she keeps just saying I was just so happy to see you. And she just keeps repeating that she was so excited to see him. Like, yeah, we get it, dude. The other girls were too, motherfucker. And then this is
he's like, you were excited to see me? Oh, okay, never mind.
Fucking,
we're
to get married
right
now?
Let's do it here.
Yeah, here.
Pop the fucking thing. Here, pop this on your finger, baby.
So here's where his crying stops being like real to me. He just starts breaking down and I'm like, oh, is this like your get out of jail free card? You piece of shit. Like, do you just,
mm-hmm.
There's this super juvenile moment where she's crying and he's crying and she's going, I'm so happy to see you. And he's going, what am I doing? And I'm like, all right, get a producer in here, break him up, something.
Mm-hmm.
So he's crying and he keeps going, what am I doing? What am I doing? What am I doing? And then abruptly he just kind of stands up and he's like, okay, I'm going to go. It's like a very cold moment where he just like, it seems like he hits a switch.
Act over.
Yeah. And he's like, all right. Then he goes out in the hallway and he starts crying some more. Then a PA comes up to him and she's like, are you okay? I'm like, oh, this is how he just sucks them in.
Yeah.
For all I know, he's going to marry the PA after this show is done. You know, because he's such a goddamn virgin, and he's just like, she was there for me at all my weakest moments. And I think I need to nut in something, so yeah. It's going to be her.
Big virgin energy, man.
Yeah, so he starts crying, and he's holding on to her, and then she's like, are you okay? He's like, no, I'm scared. I'm like, of what? You played in the fucking NFL. Yeah. You've lined up and looked at the meanest, scariest humans on earth. But you're afraid of fucking love?
Yeah, but it's also, you know what it also is? It's also like, what are you scared of hurting people? Is that what it is?
I don't.
You're fucking, why did you go on The Bachelor then?
Yeah.
You knew you were going to date 50 girls at the same time. Yeah, what did you think is going to happen?
Yeah, that's also.
Some people got to get hurt.
That's also the part that kills me is when these girls will be like, I never thought it would be.
Bitch.
You had a, the odds were so dead ass clear. It's one out of X, bitch, and you are part of X. You can do probability, bitch. I know you can.
Yeah. No, that's simple probability.
Yeah, the probability of getting fucking axed out of three.
It's just a simple fraction.
Yes.
This is third grade shit.
33.33333%. Remember when you're typing boobless in your calculator? Anyways, so this I say all this to lead up to this. So now these girls go through this vicious breakup with Colton, the virgin. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if they were just like a couple of them like had like a sweet tooth for like wanted to take his virginity, which one of them was like she got nixed early on, and I think that was her thing. She's like, I want his virginity. It's mine.
Mm.
So whatever. I think some of these girls wanted to be the ones to dethrone him.
Mm.
No longer make him the virgin.
Mm-hmm.
I took it. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Dethrone him?
Yeah.
Deflower him, you mean? Or take him off the throne
the pedestal,
of virgins.
Yeah, and make him a dirty.
Because he's sitting right now, he's the king of the virgins.
Yeah, and they make him.
He's sitting there, he's delegating.
Regular,
to all the other virgins.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
That's big virgin energy right there.
Yeah, BVE.
BVE, big virgin energy.
So now, because he walked off the show, he hasn't talked to the. It's a bachelor experience like we've never seen before. Mm-hmm. That's what they keep saying.
Mm-hmm.
And this
because
fool.
Because he walked down the driveway and jumped
a
fence.
Yeah, and jumped a fence, yeah. So this fool hasn't talked to these girls since that day. So now he's going to face them face to face. And the girl, Tasia, she's saying shit.
So he didn't propose to anyone?
No. Because it's a two-part finale. So the rest of it's tonight. But as far as anyone's concerned, he doesn't propose to anybody.
Okay.
So he prematurely ejaculates the show,
mm-hmm.
as he would, being the virgin that he is.
True.
So, yeah, blows his load early on Cassie, whatever, ends the show. So now they're going to talk to him. And he's got this weird new haircut, looks like a bird's nest, sharp as fuck. And he's very clearly like, I don't know, he's gone through something because he dyed his hair, which is just
that's
weird.
What you know, yeah.
Yep.
yeah, you know. Speaking from experience here.
Yeah, you dyed. Yeah. So the first girl, Tasia, is saying shit. And it seems genuine, but it seems like there's this underlayer of like, she's like, yeah, you know, the whole experience made me a better woman and it taught me what I want. So I just want to thank you for that. It's like, okay. But she's like being real nice. And I don't know like if it's backhanded or okay. I can't tell.
Okay.
And the second girl comes on and she just starts, she's like, oh my God, dude, I wanted to jump through the TV and just roast her. She's like, well, you know, it's just really hard, you know, reliving this every day since I left. And like, I'm walking around and I know it's like part of the experience or whatever, but like everyone's coming up to me like, can I see your engagement ring? And I just want to tell them like, I don't have it. And I'm like, oh, boo fucking who?
Also, who is asking you that?
Oh, in your small town of whatever the fuck, some random fucking candy shop owner comes up to you and is like, did you get married, Bethany? Like, who gives a fuck? Oh, you're sad that you out of three other girls didn't fucking make it and you don't get a wedding ring? Oh, we should all cry for you. Shut the fuck up, man.
Dude, she gets home. She walks in the front door and her family has like a happy engagement sign and like they're all in party hats and balloons and fucking confetti pops. And she's like, I got some bad news.
And they all start crying.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, that's that cult shit right there. Oh, you didn't get chosen by The Bachelor?
Yeah.
I could not feel bad for someone putting on the waterworks, trying to get their own TV show.
Yeah, being you set. Got bitch, you got the million Instagram followers. You yeah. did your thing. That's the reason why you're on the show.
Yeah. Then she hits him with all that bullshit passive aggression, and she's like, you know, real open about it, and she like fucking like just, you know, she like interrogates him for a minute, and I commend. I commend him in one capacity for being like, I stand by what I did, and I knew those moments were going to be hard. So, yeah, it was hard for me too. So I understand, but I like commended him for not giving in.
Yeah,
just be like, yeah, I didn't want to have to fucking sit there and do that shit either. It
yeah.
sucks.
Yeah,
I had to do it 30 times.
Yeah.
It sucked.
Yeah.
So like, it's just funny.
This isn't about you. This is about me.
Okay, it's about me.
Imagine what happened to you. I had to do that times five, all right? Feel bad for me. I'm a virgin. Yeah. I haven't even had sex.
That's what it felt. It just felt like this massive goddamn pity party. But she's just serving him with so much fucking backhanded shit. She's like, yeah, you know, like, after that, I realized, like, I need someone to, like, love me. You know, I want someone to jump over a fence for me. But the one thing I will say, which was cold as fuck that she said, she goes, you know, I kind of understand your feeling, and you know, I don't want to have to put it this way, but what Cassie did to you, that's what you did to me. And so I get it, wanting to fight for someone and being so into someone that nothing would stop you. And I was just like, kind of cold. Yeah, like in the midst of her fucking bullshit boohoo story, I'm like, that was hard. That was bars right there. And he was just like, oh. He didn't have anything to say. Yeah,
I didn't think about it like that.
He's like, well, yeah, she mentioned it. Yeah.
Cassie was just so hot. Oh, dude. Was Cassie at the show?
So that's what we find out tonight.
Okay.
So by the time this episode goes live,
she's going to be finally be ready, and he's going to propose to Cassie. That's my prediction.
Nah, I think she's just, I think they're going to have like a relationship. I don't think they'll like, you know, I think he's going to be on some bullshit. Like, I'll wait for her.
Yeah.
I'll wait. And she's going to milk him for all he's worth. And then
not literally.
Yeah. Yeah. No, nope. no. And then she's going to, get off his nuts, or like, you know, nope. Once it expires, she'll go to the new season of The Real World mm-hmm. and fucking ditch his ass.
And she'll go. No, she's on Love Island America.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah. Then she gets to be 25 and fucking like, I'm Cassie. I was on The Bachelor, but now it's time to let loose. And she just fucks six guys on TV.
On the first day.
Yeah, then he's just crying in his, I'm so fucking
Cassie.
I'm fucking. So.
We talked about that, right? The like Love Island, but the American version, they're all versions.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I was just thinking? You know what we got to do? I wonder if you could train a robot with NLP. You feed it every past Bachelor winner. You feed it exactly what they said.
Mm.
Everything that they said.
Mm.
And you train a robot. Like, you know, those like Twitter accounts that you can even train them, like, and to speak in a certain style.
And it goes into
The Bachelor and wins it.
Yeah.
Because it just says all the shit that you have to say to get to the top.
That would, I guarantee, it could probably work.
Yeah.
It could definitely work.
Yeah.
You would need
just canned answers. Like when he went in to break up with these women.
All of them.
You could, I bet you he just watched past Bachelor seasons.
It was just like,
figured out what they said to the girls on the final day and was like, all right, I'm just going to do that.
I mean, but it's not even that difficult to figure that out. I mean, it's just, that's all he ever says is it's in the early stages, you know, he goes, you know, I'm in this for marriage, and with where we're at, I just can't see myself getting there with us. And I'm sorry, but I have to let you go. It's so funny because some girls like were like, they would like come to, I just want to tell you that I love you. And he's like, I'm gonna have to send you home. And he just doesn't faze him like some of the girls. They're just like, well, okay. And he's like, can I walk you out? Like, let me get you the fuck out of here.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, apparently there was one season of The Bachelor where you could either get $1 million or marry the person. And there was a dude that was his thing from day one. He was like, I'm going for the money. And he was open about it. Like to all the guys, like, I'm in it for the money. And like, they would try to tell the girl, and he's like, nah, they're fucking, they're full of shit. Like, da, da, da. And he cons her all the way, and he got the fucking money. Got the money, dude.
What season was that?
I don't know. I think they only did it once, and I think it was such like a, for their demographic, it was like, oh, fucking, and.
What? So what happens in those seasons? Are the guy, does the guy still propose?
Yeah, so what it is like.
They both propose, she has to figure out which
no,
one.
No, it's like that Love Island shit where they can choose, you know, like. They like write it on a card, and you know it's like, do you want the money or do you want to get married?
No, I just mean like just Bachelorette in general. How does the end episode usually go?
Oh yeah, like so someone proposes, and then it's like this happily ever okay, after gotcha. Shit.
But yeah. She doesn't propose to the guys, does she?
No. It's like they propose. Oh yeah. I mean like they still end up getting on one knee.
Yeah,
but it's like she chooses like I want to be with you.
Okay, yeah. I see.
Actually, that's a good. I think the guys. Have the option to decline. Like, they don't have to propose.
Okay.
In theory. Yeah. But, like, essentially, they're supposed to.
Yeah.
It's also kind of crazy. Like, I think this is just, I guess, the bigger thing I noticed about The Bachelor is I think...
Hey, guys. This episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees... and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, oh, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself in your brain, you know?
Yeah.
Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts, whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because you know you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between. Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want. And don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, Dash Pass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
When they started it, it was like definitely a middle America type of show.
Mm.
And now that it's bigger and, you know, they're getting maybe a younger audience. That's the crazy part. When you look at these live events, it's like a lot of young women, you know, and I don't know if they're just paid to be there, but no.
Every person that I know watches that show.
Yeah. So I think,
although, yeah, I guess we're not young anymore, but
no,
yeah.
But I mean like 22, 23, yeah, whatever. Yeah. But I think now the ABC is, granted, ABC is like they're a family oriented network, but I think they're having to figure out how to mold to like a younger audience. So I feel like the last few seasons just keep being these situations where the marriage is soured. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're just trying to reflect how like we look at marriage.
That's a good conspiracy theory.
You know, like they're saying like, oh, young people don't think marriage is like the end all be all or like whatever.
Yeah.
You know, they think it always is supposed to go bad.
Yeah.
So maybe we make it go bad.
Mm.
So I don't know.
I bet you that's true.
I think
that's a smart theory, and I bet you it's true.
Thanks, dude. I think there's like a tinge to it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There's like some part of that where the producer's like, yeah, we kind of have to.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's a, you know, so whatever. That's my, thanks for tuning into the Bachelor podcast. Oh my God.
No, the Bachelor conspiracy podcast.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I think watching that shit and being someone who's not in it is super interesting.
Yeah.
Like watching all the cut points and watching how like they manufacture this horse shit and like racking my brain thinking, how does anyone engage this and think it's real?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like. If you watch The Bachelor, but you want to criticize wrestling, kiss my ass with that. Because I believe wrestling before I believe fucking The Bachelor. Because at least in wrestling, like it's physical. And you know backstage, like motherfuckers do not like each other.
Yeah.
And that like feeds into wrestling.
Yeah, that's true.
The Bachelor is 1,000% like, all right, you go over there.
Yeah.
Or we're going to zoom into you looking into these flowers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's
jump that shit, dude. As soon as we press action, as soon as you say action, jump that fucking fence, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
PAs are going to go nuts.
Yeah. So, you know, whatever, man.
Big virgin energy.
So, man, we're 2 weeks out from going back on the road.
2 weeks, eh?
2 weeks, eh?
Jesus. There's no time to work on anything.
We worked on some stuff. You got a little.
Yeah, but like I want to finish it and shoot a video for it and everything. And I don't know, this Friday it's going to be, I haven't posted in 2 weeks come this Friday. And if I want to do this for this video, it's going to be another week. It's just like, all of a sudden you blink and 3 weeks are gone.
Yeah.
People don't like waiting 3 weeks for a video. I don't like waiting 3 weeks for fucking new videos from people that I watch.
Nah, I feel you. I mean,
it's annoying.
I finally, you know, got the Love Island shit going up, and it's just been like a slow start since we got back, like getting everything up and running.
Yeah.
I've been cranking on Twitch though. And I mean, that's why I like Twitch. It's easy to get back into. Mm. You just flip on the camera and go.
By the way, before I forget, we do have some tickets still available for Burlington,
like,
I think.
Yeah. Just like a few.
And a couple of VIP tickets in like maybe Syracuse or something.
Yeah. We, our agents got some scalper tickets recalled.
Yeah.
So we put them back up. So get you a ticket, come through. Half of it sold out though, which is, you know, a goddamn compliment.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And I got some ideas for some shit, some newer shit that I want to take on these shows. And
tinymeattour.com if you want to get tickets.
Yeah.
I think there's like 30 available.
Pull up.
It's going to be chill, dumb lady fam.
Yeah.
It's going to be dumb lit, actually.
It is going to be dumb lit.
It's going to be stupid lit.
Speaking of stupid lit, I got a whole lot of material for Steamy Tweets.
Oh, yeah?
Return.
No way, really?
Yeah.
Oh, we got to do that.
No, yeah. And it's going to
be a fun one.
I'm going to order lav mics, and we're going to do it from the couch. It's going to be like.
What's this video that you sent me for the.
What,
Oh, sorry. Keep going.
No.
I interrupted you.
No. That's it. I'm just saying, like, I'm going to order lav mics and we're going to do it from the couch again. It's going to be good old
fashion, like the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good
it's
one.
It's going to be a classic, you know, and we won't have to worry about the audio because we'll be mic'd up.
Oh, I like
nice
it.
And clean.
Oh,
and
just, I like that. Yeah. Are you going to buy good ones?
Yeah.
Good lav mics?
Yeah.
That's a good purchase.
Yeah. Just run them right into the H6 and we'll be styling.
Yeah.
We can get animated with the hands, dude.
Fuck yeah.
What were you going to say? The video.
That you sent me for potential cringe? I didn't watch much of it. Is it good?
I mean, I didn't get too deep on it either. I think we have to watch it.
Okay.
And then, like, I think we react to it when you get back from Chicago and just see how it goes.
Yeah.
And if it's whack, then we could trash it. But we might have one, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. This one is low views. If we do this, like, we got to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we'll clown him, but we got to, you know. We got to be a little nice to
him. Yeah, okay. You know fair enough.
Because he's not making that.
Yeah.
But it's definitely funny.
Okay.
I don't even want to spoil any aspect
of it. All right. We'll see. Ladies and gentlemen, so that now you know that there's one maybe in the works.
Yeah, we might. Yeah.
Because it's been too long.
It has.
It's been much too long.
Yeah.
And we need to get one going again. I don't know why. Like, you know, the more we do and the more they get views and shit like that, it like... I hate the way that works where like the more popular it gets, the more nervous you are that the next one has to be better.
Yeah.
And it's like, it shouldn't be like that.
No,
you know,
no,
it's just like any,
it should be
it's just
fine.
Like any fucking show, anything. Some episodes are better than some other ones. We just got to keep doing them.
Well, this one might be a pony play, you know?
It's exactly. Like, exactly.
It's fun, but
we found out that one was a mom's favorite.
Yeah. A mom's favorite. Yeah.
Like we had four different moms on tour be like, come up to us in VIP and be like, I love the pony play one.
Yeah.
And we're like, you guys are freaky.
Yeah.
That's because you've seen some shit.
Yeah, they actually said, we love the pony play one, then they winked and licked their teeth. And we were like, well, what? No.
went,
if you wanna bray my lips later, young man, come on by.
Young man.
It was actually Matthew McConaughey in a woman's mask.
Young man.
Young man, why don't you come over? And, I'm just trickling into Jackson, Maine.
I came down with the tinnitus.
I love you can barely fucking hear what he's saying the whole show.
Yeah.
I came down with the tinnitus.
He's mumbling.
Wait,
half
you know that shit by Disturbed, Down with the Sickness? Someone has to cover that, Down with the Tidness. In the Jackson Maine voice.
Are you down with the tidness?
God damn it. My throat is charred, dude. I've been
smoking a ganja.
Mm-hmm.
Smoking the devil's pubes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. My fucking man, I was telling you earlier, but like working on that shit, I don't know. Because maybe it's because it wasn't like a serious thing.
Yeah.
You know what? So I don't know. So I wrote some music, everybody, mm-hmm. but like, you know, Spock and I just came in and I was just like, I treated it more like, all right, I'm just going to just write something mm-hmm. that's like, there's no sort of like, it's going to go here and I'm going to, I don't even know if I'll put it out. I'm just going to write something.
Do you write it here?
So how it started was Spock made another beat and the beat was like kind of cool. And I just started, I had some stuff that I had written while we were on tour.
Yeah.
I just have like a notes thing of random ass bars. Yeah. So I started stitching some of it together, only like a couple bits. And then he like changed the beat a little bit and I go, ooh, that's dope. And I just start cranking out, like I kind of scrap the other stuff and it just kind of starts like moving together. So then I like write a full 16 and then I came up with that chorus to that other beat. I listened to it for a few days. I'm like, this is ass. Could this be better? So I dug up that old beat, the one that it's currently on. Mm. And then it was like I did the first thing that I had written and the first 16 I wrote and I said, it just doesn't really fit. So then I went with the previous lyrics I wrote and then I go, wait a second. And then I like drop it in like later. With kind of like with that high energy tone, and then it just like it all kind of started clicking together.
Yeah,
so I'll go in and make some adjustments to it, but I don't know. It was just like I think I say all that to say this. I think working on something that was like there's no pressure for it to be uploaded somewhere.
Mm.
It was purely just like I don't know, like getting shit
therapeutic. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally. It was just like getting something off my chest, and it was just like in a confined space. I don't know. That took my anxiety down like. I can't describe the feeling like working on it. I could feel my fucking brain, if this makes sense, like coming to earth and just like my fucking heart rate seemed to slow down. Like, I don't know. And I just felt fucking good.
Mm.
So I don't know if it's just like, I need to do those things like where I make something that there's no pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I think it also is just maybe
it's probably because
partially like, being creative just for the sake of being creative.
Yeah.
And like following the process. Like I was just thinking it's fucking amazing how we're because like I feel like we're constantly like, and this is everyone, right? Like if there's something you want to do, it's a burden, that thought of like,
yeah,
man, I want to start this. I want to do this thing. It's amazing how much just putting one little thing on paper will do for the whole, like unraveling the whole process of through with it, you
That's
know?
That's true.
Like even you writing down these bars, just random fucking bars, and then at least you have that on something on paper.
Yeah.
So that when you step in the studio or whatever, you're like, well, I mean, it's not as intimidating to start something because I already have this thing written down.
Yeah.
And you fucking, like, that's the one thing I noticed with the beat I made for this song. It's like once I had that little riff down, the first thing, beat just fucking wrote itself. It was crazy.
Yeah.
But it was like just getting started on, that was the hardest part, that first fucking eight bars.
Yeah. And I was going to say, I think like, just to put it in music terms, I mean, it's like anything, writing a joke, whatever. It's like, oh, I've been thinking about this. Like, I thought this thing would be funny.
Yeah.
I think maybe the point of it all is that like, to have like that little eight bar just sitting in your head, like gnawing away at you, like, I want to do this thing. I want to do this thing. And like, you know that feeling when you're like, I haven't done it yet. You start making yourself feel like shit because you haven't done it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even before unraveling it, it's just like, I think even like training yourself to just like, if you're doing something creative, to just put it down. Even that, I think just takes such a fucking load off. You're just like, oh, okay.
But but then it's amazing what happens from there.
Absolutely.
Because then you look at that and you're like, oh, wait, that word's wrong. Cross it out, whatever. Oh, actually, this word rhymes better. All of a sudden, you're writing.
Yeah. Yeah. Your brain
starts
clicking.
With anything. If you want to start a business, if you want to do fucking anything in life, just start with something. Just do something. Send an email.
Yeah.
Send an email to a person that is experienced in whatever you're trying to do and just be like, yo, what's good?
Yeah.
How do I get started? Yeah. It's not anything. Yeah. Even the smallest fucking thing.
That's what I tell.
Will just turn into something bigger.
That's what I tell, you know, and I know you say the same thing, but like we get questions all the time. I want to start this. I want to get on stage. I want to this and that. It's just like, then do it.
Yeah.
Like the very first time you do anything, it's going to suck. So you don't care about the quality.
Yeah.
You need to just go do it.
Yeah.
To know how to get better.
Or even like, yeah, if you're thinking about getting on stage, just write a joke. Write something down on paper. Write a knock-knock joke down or something.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever
you... Once you have that on paper, you're going to be like, oh, wait, actually, I can turn this into something on my own, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Then all of a sudden, you have a written joke.
That's true.
That's waiting to be said into a microphone.
1,000%.
So it's going to make getting up on stage seem a little bit less...
Yeah, 1,000%.
...intimidating.
So yeah, I don't know. I think I'm going to pop in on Friday and try to like wrap up the song. And then if I can... I don't know. I got another... To your point, I got another idea for a song, and it's more personal.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna see if I can catch fire with it. And if I can't, you know, whatever. But I think I'll put out the other one, and then I don't know. We'll see. I don't know if just like writing music maybe is something that I do on and off to like, because I feel like I just have so much up here, and I think putting it down somewhere is good.
Mm.
Versus like, I don't know. I don't know if yapping at a therapist is the way to deal with it.
Mm.
You know, I think maybe this is the better way to deal with it. If it's just like, you know, yeah, once a year I fucking put out a single.
Yeah.
It's a little more personal, but at least I feel like it's like energy is going somewhere. Not to be all whatever. I don't know. I don't want to be cheesy about it.
Should do a song called Therapy.
Therapy, dude.
Where it's the whole thing
is like,
it's from your therapist's perspective.
Oh.
Boom, dude.
Dude, are you Logic?
That's some yo. You know what's you know what for real? So you know this podcast I love listening to, How I Built This,
yeah,
with Guy Raz,
yeah,
my fucking guy. Which by the way, my fucking guy,
yeah,
Guy Raz,
yeah.
Which by the way, funny story about this. So the last time I talked about this, I was talking about the podcast. I did an impression of Guy Raz.
Yeah.
Okay. Some girl tweeted at Guy Raz and said my impression was really funny because he's insufferable or some shit. Said that and tagged me in it. I love Guy Raz. I think he's just a funny dude. You know, I think it's like, he's very easy to make fun of.
Yeah.
And now this girl tagged me in a hate tweet about Guy, and he saw it. He fucking replied to it.
And he goes.
And he said like, well, not everyone likes my style, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, that nicks my chance of ever being on that fucking show.
I know. Rip.
Right. So anyways, I met that girl. She came to VIP. She's like, I'm the one that did the Guy Raz tweet. And I was like, through
gritted teeth.
I was like, oh, that was so funny. Fuck you. Now I'll never be on How I Built This. Regardless of the fact that I don't have a $1 billion company, it's this tweet that's going to keep me off the show.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Anyways, so the newest episode of this podcast came out and it's fucking, so it's like normally it's companies, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think they've started maybe like trying to figure out other forms of modes of businesses and other industries. Logic is this episode. Logic and his manager.
Yeah.
So I'm like, do I listen to it? Because it's probably going to make me like him. Every podcast episode after I finish it, I'm like, that person is the most inspiring person ever.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I know I'm going to listen to this. And
you're going to like him.
And sure enough, man. I listened to the first like 30 minutes and I was like, man, this guy's been through some shit.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah.
He really did it from the ground up.
No, he did. He did.
Like was shooting videos and they were getting 20 views.
Uh-huh.
Like was doing music forever.
Mm-hmm.
Was rapping over old. I mean, not that everyone that's made it to some degree has like been through some shit and like has worked really hard.
No, but he's put
but
in his hours.
His story's pretty good.
He's put in his hours.
His story's good.
Yeah.
No matter how corny he might be, story is a good story.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Is that us, dude?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Not to put you on the spot, I guess. I mean, what did you think of the fucking song? I'm afraid writing music is going to take me in a direction where it, like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, some people think music is the way, like, how do I say this without fucking... Some people who are not musicians to start, they get into that world and it like changes them for the worse. Like I'm afraid like I go down this path and like,
because singers and writers are like, they become so self-absorbed, and I'm afraid of, oh, rip, we just ethered the card, dude.
Oh, whoops. Oh, I guess the rest will be only audio.
I don't know. I mean, you could answer this, and we could get up out of here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, no, I just think that for you, it should be like something that, like, it's just like anything, right? You started streaming because it was just like, whatever, let's try it. Let's see. I think this suits my skills.
Yeah.
And now it's fun, right? Because you're like getting more people and it's growing, whatever. Yeah. Music will be the same thing. Put out a couple songs, people will start listening, like just like Woodworm. People will like get into them, start listening to them. You'll put out more music. It'll never be a thing where you'll get like lost in it. It'll just be like, you'll just like get better at it and keep putting out more shit.
I guess like to say that, to say this is like, if I start to become that guy, I basically don't want to, I don't want to be the guy on Genius clipping the mic. You know what I'm saying? So if I ever become that guy, you got to pull me aside and be like, yo, son, it's time to stop.
Yeah, if you ever buy a chain, I'll be like,
yeah. Yeah, but let's, you going to do what?
Cuban link? Really?
Why don't we go to Hanano's instead? Why don't we, why don't we take it back to basics? Relax. Let's chill out.
Relax, dude.
Yeah, no, dude, Cuban link. But that said, Cody and I are also releasing TMG chains.
Mm-hmm.
And
free chains.
We got to do something crazy for our next merch. It's got to be like a wild ass piece.
Oh, yeah. New merch is out, by the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the two skulls shirt. It's super dope. Shout
out Brandon. Our Day of the Dead theme. Yep. Shit is sick.
Yep.
Go get you that. What? Well, we gotta go, I think, either underwear or it's got to be something wild.
Yeah, dump hole.
Oh, dude, we should. Mm-hmm. We should make the dump hole.
Yeah. That would be funny. What if we just bought like a bunch of PSD underwear blanks and then hand cut dump holes in them?
Yeah. No. We have killer just take like a drain plug from Home Depot and just stitch it in. Ew. Dog.
Ew, dude. So it like waffle stomps
them? Yeah. It just
comes out like a cheese grater.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Like a Play-Doh thing. Jesus Christ.
Fucking hell, man. Well, you're headed out to Chicago this week. So I guess you leave tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Damn. All right. So by the time you see this, Cody's in Chicago with more pressing issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he has to make sure the Mai Tais are good in Chicago as well.
I mean, dude, like people are like, yo, because they go to Chicago every year for St. Patty's Day because they do a big party there. And Chicago is where Cameo's based. So they're all going to be there or whatever. And they're like, dude, are you coming? And I was like, man, there's no way I'm going to fucking travel to the East Coast in the 3 weeks I get off after traveling to Hawaii. And then I'm like, I'm never going to fucking see my friends this year.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel
like I got to make time to like do, I just got to do it because I want to spend time with them. I'm never going to fucking.
No. Yeah. It's a fair point. I mean, I'm a similar situation. Like I'm trying to see like my boys that I haven't seen in like forever that I grew up with.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like you, it, man. Yeah, totally.
So it's like, I got to make time for it because otherwise I'm going to go fucking crazy. Because
we're going to go on tour. Yeah. We'll come back and then you're going to be working. You're going to be catching up and we have the summer and then we're back out again.
Well, it's just like every month, it's like a month off and then it's like back on tour, month off, back on tour, month off, back on tour. And it's like, I don't want to be the guy that's just fucking is gone all year long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And lose touch with people and stuff like that.
No, it's totally fucking, I mean, it's happening to me a little bit.
Yeah.
Like with some of my friends and I'm trying to like fix that.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy how fast that happens.
Yeah, I mean, all it takes is a couple times to be like, oh, man, I'd rather stay in and do work on some.
Yeah, and then before you know it, it's like you get in that habit of, like, turning people down.
Yeah.
So don't turn down your friends, guys. Talk to your friends.
Talk to your friends. Make sure they're okay.
Yeah. No, actually, yeah, that is a good thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, ask your friends if they're okay. All right, man. Weirdly positive ending.
Yeah.
More shit and come next week. Mm-hmm. We just did a bonus episode with
two of them. We got two of them now on.
Yeah, two are up. Yeah,
two makeup bonus episodes on Patreon.
Yeah, Sam and Spock for this week and next week. It was supposed to be me, Cody, and Marcus, but Sam stepped in again. So it's a fucking. That was a doozy. That one.
It was a fun one. I had a good time.
It seemed like you guys were zoning out.
I had a good time. I was just like, if there's, I don't know, it's like, you know, if there's two other people there, it's like, I don't really do shit.
That's the problem, is that when we stopped talking, the three of you would just not talk.
But I mean, like, that's what a normal podcast is.
Is it?
Yeah, we've gotten used to filling up every single blank space.
Okay, copy. Yeah.
But normal podcasts, it's a natural conversation. Like sometimes there's lulls in the conversation.
I just felt like I was the one who kept trying to start it back up, and I started feeling weird because I'm like, okay, does anyone else have anything?
Someone has to be that person though, like in a four person thing where they're like, someone has to be like the one to be like, all right, Marcus, so how's Cameo going? And you assumed that position, so then I was kind
of like, you guys should just look at me, and I'm like, okay, so come. We talked about it. Anyone else have a cum story? And then Sam just fucking, no. Nah, I don't have a cum story.
It's anyway. Funny how like talkative people can be, and then as soon as you press record.
Oh, yeah, you guys
I
mean,
that's multiple people that I interviewed on Insanely Chill, too.
Yeah.
They get to my house, we're talking, okay, cool, nice, cool place, fun place. Yeah, press record. So what's up, man? Nothing. Cool. This is going to be a horrible hour.
All right. So all that shit you were saying earlier, you want to double back on that? You want to start again, motherfucker?
Yeah. Whatever, dude. All right. Sorry the camera fucking card filled up on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bonus episode next week. Brand new episode next week. And then, you know, tickets still available for tour.
Tinymeattour.com, tmgpod.com. You know the deal.
You know the drill, motherfuckers.
Oh, and also I want to thank all the people that gave the podcast ratings, dude. You see that?
Oh, no. Did
we're
we
at
get
like
a
8,500.
Get the fuck out.
That's what I'm saying.
Get the fuck out.
So thank you, guys. We appreciate
Holy
it.
Holy shit, I did not know that. Yeah, big thank you. All right, y'all.
Peace.
See you soon.
Peace.